There is a saying common among Christians, especially Catholics, that we ought to be in the world, but not of the world. Another way of expressing that is to say that we should understand that we are on a journey and that we have no lasting home in this world. We pass through time and space on a journey looking for our home, looking for final rest, final happiness, perfect happiness. And meanwhile, we find ourselves in sort of a middle stage of not being at the beginning, but also not being at the end, of finding fleeting happiness here, sometimes rest here and there, but always longing and yearning for our heavenly homeland. Our Lord says in the first reading from today's liturgy, from the book of the Apocalypse, says, "Behold, I make all things new." St. John looked up into heaven and he saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, in which there would be no more tears, no more death, no more mourning, crying, or sorrow. All the former things were passed away. And that is our hope as we journey through time and space, that we will achieve that rest and that beatitude, that complete and perfect renewal. Jesus also said that the kingdom of God is within us. And so that time, in a sense, has begun now, although we don't experience it perfectly, and it's not stable and safe. We're still on a journey, and we can lose our way, and yet our Lord has not left us orphans. He doesn't abandon us along the way. He is the way. He came down out of heaven and came into time and space, and he leads us on that way. He carries the staff of the cross, St. Bonaventure would say, and he parts the Red Sea, and he leads us through the Red Sea, through the desert, to the Promised Land. And he dwells with us as he did with the Jews in the desert in the tabernacle. He dwells with us in our churches, and he strengthens us along the way. We have way stations along the way where we come and we find ourselves renewed at our Lord's own table on which he waits on us, he serves us, and he feeds us with himself. Sometimes people will say, I've heard it many times before, that money is wasted on the building of churches because our Lord is everywhere. He created everything, dwells in all things and everywhere, and we always have access to him, as he says in the gospel, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst." Whether those people gather in a church or somewhere else, I remember one time being at my parish church and a woman got up to speak after communion to encourage people to come to some gathering that was important for the organization of the church. And she spoke despairingly and she said, "You know, you can do what you do anywhere, even in the parking lot. But we need to really come together as a family because that's what really makes the church. There is no church without Christ. There is no church without the Eucharist. There is no church without the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Our Lord is the church, the head of the church. We are the members of the church. We are his body. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the life. Without that life, there is only death. And so along our journey, we find way stations in which we can bring our own reality of time and space to a center, to a sanctuary, where we find our Lord not as he is everywhere else, which he is everywhere else, but we find him in a unique way, sacramentally present and offering himself for us in the Eucharist. And so we celebrate today the dedication of this chapel of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and we remember that this place, the church and the ground upon which it is built, is claimed for God and is holy for him, and it is a place where many people come to find God, and in fact do find him in the providence of his grace and in the sacrament of his presence. This place is open 24 hours a day so that people can come and find the Lord, even if they are like Zacchaeus, who is small of stature, whose space reality, you might say, was very limited and actually had to climb a tree in order to see the Lord. Our Lord comes to each and every one of us, and he calls us personally to be with him and to be strengthened by him, by his grace, and by his sacrament. So we should always be grateful for the gifts that God gives us, especially for our churches, where we have an opportunity to give the Lord the best that we have, where we can bring our lives and everything that goes along with our lives to the foot of the altar and offer that to Jesus. We give him our time and our space. St. Maximilian Kolbe used to have a little statue of the Blessed Mother on his nightstand, and every night before he would go to bed, he would put his glasses and his stopwatch next to the statue of the Blessed Mother. The glasses for him represented space, and the watch represented time. And that was his reminder to himself and his sign to the Blessed Mother that all of his time and space belonged to her, meaning everything belonged to her, and through her it belonged to God. Our sanctuary is the sanctuary of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and every church is like a tabernacle, like a womb, an enclosed space where people find God. We turn to the Blessed Mother today and give her thanks for being our patroness and providing us with this place to worship God in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and for her presence in our midst to help purify us and make us worthy, as relatively worthy that we can be, to offer a sacrifice that is pleasing to God. We offer this sacrifice, as always, to the Father. We offer Jesus to the Father. We offer him through our Holy Mother. And we ask that in Christ that we all may be made worthy temples of the Holy Spirit and the presence of Jesus, our Savior. Jesus.